Hello? Hello?
Is there someone there?
Please, please answer me. I need your help. I'm stuck. Please, hurry. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much, you kind stranger. I promise I'll make it worth your time. I'm stuck just up ahead. These vines came out of nowhere and wrapped around my leg. I don't have my knife with me, so I couldn't cut myself free. Normally, I'm so much more prepared than this. I don't know what went wrong today. Yeah. You're gonna have to go into the glowing tunnel. That's where I am. I promise, there's nothing dangerous here, though, if that's what you're worried about. I got everything except for these stupid vines. I didn't even notice they were here. It's absolutely infuriating knowing I did everything right and I still ended up here. But thank you. Thank you for taking a chance on the strange voice in your head. Most people would have kept going on their journey, ignoring me. It's comforting to know that there's still some altruistic people left in this unforgiving world. Now I'm just up ahead. Follow the path until you find me. I'm kind of hard to miss since I'm glowing purple and I'm just sitting on the floor. I think I hear your footsteps. I'm right here. Hi, I'm right. Ooh, that doesn't look good. Ooh. Ooh, I know what those spores do. But hi! Thank you for coming here. If you can get me out of these vines, it would be a huge help. But you came all the way here. You wouldn't just turn around and leave a mic in it behind, would you? I can help. You just got sprayed with spores. You don't even know what they do. You're going to need my help, and I would be willing to help if you freed me. I already offered you a reward for saving me. From where I'm sitting, it's a tick for tack type of situation. You have a sword on your back. You don't even have to do it yourself. You could just give me the sword and I can cut myself free. And then I can bring you back to my house and I can just give you the antidote. Look, the way I see it, you've got nothing to lose, and the worst you're going to gain is a new friend. Friends help each other out. So, if my friend were to, say, do me the favor of cutting the vines, I would be inclined to helping my friend out, especially if my friend just got sprayed with spores. Are you starting to understand? Thank you. Oh, I promise you won't regret it. I promise you. Oh, thank you. This area is notorious for these vines. They creep up on you and they wind around your ankles and they keep you trapped in place. I brought a knife with me in case this happened, but I guess it must have fallen out of my pocket or something. I don't know. Oh, wow. It feels so good to be free. Oh, thank you, stranger. Thank you so much. Oh, you have helped me more than you know. Now, on to your problem. You see, the thing is, I lied a little itty bit. See, those spores, they're not dangerous. To be fair, I didn't say they were. I just implied it. The spores will be out of your system when you wake up in the morning. You'll have lingering side effects all night, I'm afraid. There's also no polite way to put this. You're going to be horny beyond belief. The spores contain a chemical in them. While it doesn't affect my kind, since I'm a fellow fungus, it does have an effect on humanoid creatures like yourself. It acts as an aphrodisiac. Yay! It's kind of sold in stores as a bedroom aid. For the rest of today, you're going to be unbelievably horny. But my offer still stands. I'll help you out since you helped me out. We're friends, remember? You help me out, I help you out, and I can tell they're starting to take effect. Will you allow me to take away your discomfort? Let me help. It's okay, let me help. I'm here. I'm going to take care of you. I don't even have to undress you. I can slide right inside you like this, growing my body, reshaping it to best help you. Going to slide inside you, take the edge off. It's what you need. The only cure is giving it time to get out of your system. Consider this like a heat or something. You can either ignore the growing arousal building in your gut until it takes over all your rational thinking and give in to it. That's option one. Option two is giving in and letting me fuck you. Now, you see this as a bad thing, but this doesn't have to be a bad thing for either of us. We're friends. You helped me out. Now I'm just helping you out, making that gnawing ache of arousal subside, even just the faintest. It's a hunger. It doesn't feel like it ever goes away. It consumes your every thought. What if I told you I can make that go away just for a little bit? I can make this feel good for you, just like how I'm touching you right now, so light and teasingly. Doesn't it feel good? Yeah, it does. Don't you want to feel like that all over? I can make you feel like that. Say the word, darling. Say it, and I will. Let me hear that beautiful voice of yours. That's it. Let me in. Relax yourself. It'll feel good if you let it. Don't fight the intrusion, darling. Let me make you feel good. I'm right here. I told you I would help you out. You have to trust that I know what I'm doing. Like how I'm sliding inside you, stroking your most sensitive part with every thrust. Yes. You feel so good wrapped around me, darling. Aren't you starting to feel a bit better now that you're filled up? Yeah, that's it. Keep taking me just like that. Swallowing every inch inside your tight hole. You must have gotten a bigger whiff of the spores than I realized. Look at how you're opening up for me, taking me so fucking easily. It's a good thing you found me and not a pack of barbarians. They would have taken whatever they wanted from your sweet body. And they wouldn't have taken their time with you. No, no, no. They would see spending effort to make you moan as a waste of time. To them, you would be a slut. But to me, you're my darling. Something worth fucking and making come. You like the sound of that, don't you? Then keep making me feel good, darling. Just like that. Oh, so good. Just look at you. So gorgeous like this. Taking me just like you were made for it. So nice and tight wrapped around me. Making me feel so fucking amazing with this lovely hole of yours. That's it, darling. Keep it up. The spores have erased all thoughts from your head except for chasing your own pleasure, haven't they? The only thing you can think about is how desperate you are to orgasm. As the need grows inside you, you wonder why I'm dragging this out instead of giving you what you need right away. It's because I am giving you what you need, darling. This isn't what you want. What you want is to orgasm. What you need is to be played with. And I'm going to play with you. Drag this out. Make you beg to come. I bet you're gorgeous when you cry. Oh, work your hole. Just like that. Oh, fuck, darling. I could use this hole of yours for hours. Keep you sitting with me inside you. Using my vines to make a carrier for you so that you'll always be warming my cock. I bet you would like that, wouldn't you? All I would have to do is make sure you're sprayed with spores, right? As soon as you're sprayed with spores, you become a happy little fuck toy. Such a cute, empty-headed little thing. Oh, yes. Just like that. Making me feel so good. Oh, this is your purpose, isn't it? You feel complete with me inside you. Making you moan. Reaching that special spot. Stroking against you while thrusting inside you at the same time. You aren't sure which one feels better, which one's more distracting. And you definitely don't know which one is the one making you cry out in pleasure. What you do know is how amazing it feels. And you can feel that you're almost there. You're so close to your own orgasm. You just need a little something, don't you, darling? You just need a little something extra. Of course you do. And you're too well behaved to ask for it, aren't you? You're just waiting until I get bored. Oh, fuck, so good for me. I love that about you, how patient you are, how you just know where you belong. Letting me fuck you and give you pleasure. Oh, so good for me. Let me help your body. Let me take that edge off. Oh, you feel so wonderful, don't you? Of course you do. So happy that you can take it. Making me so proud, making me feel so good with every thrust. Oh, look at you. So fucking gorgeous, moaning while I fuck you like this. I'm getting close too. Can you feel it? From how I'm twitching inside you, my thighs spasming while my thrusting gets more erratic, a glow appearing on my bioluminescent skin, pink underneath this purpley color. Fuck. I can't hide how much you turn me on, darling. Just look what you do to me. No human has affected me like this. No human has ever turned me on like you do. You took me so easily. Made me so impressed with you, darling. Keep it up. Keep impressing me. Clench around me again. Oh, good. Good, just like that, yes. So good at following instructions. With those spores clouding your judgment, you can't even think anymore. You can only feel. So focused on how good you feel as your hole stretched around me, being stroked in time with the thrusts, hitting that spot inside you, making you cry out. It feels so good. You're so close to coming, just like me. You want to come at the same time, don't you, darling? Oh, yeah. You're already so well trained for me. It seems someone got to you before I did. That's it. So pretty, taking all of me. On the verge of coming, just about to tip over. I'm going to make us both come with this sexy body of yours. That's your job, isn't it, darling? With all these spores in your blood system, you really are good for much else. Just an ache of horniness that can only be filled with something like me, right? The only thing that... The only thing that makes you feel even remotely good is being fucked. Isn't that right? Oh, so lucky that you came to my rescue. So lucky those spores went off, right? Fuck right there, yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, so close. You're gonna make me come, darling, aren't you? It's your job, isn't it? Oh, fuck. Nothing else you can do in this state, really. The only thing you're capable of is being fucked and being forced to come. Too focused on your need to orgasm that it doesn't matter what's going on around you. Oh, so close. There could be a bear a little ways that way and you wouldn't have noticed. No, so intent on your own orgasm. Nothing else filling your mind. Oh, just an ache that needed to be filled. If it wasn't with me, then it would have just been with your own fingers, despite knowing they won't reach as deep as me, that they won't fuck you like I will. Oh, right there. Your fingers can't give you what you need, not like me. Just look at how I have you moaning, sounding so delicious for me. Oh, that's it. Such a greedy thing, so desperate for your own desire to come. Oh, fuck. Your own need to release, even if it means debasing yourself like this. You want to come, don't you, darling? Oh, fuck, at least you're honest. Sweet and honest. Two of my favorite traits. Oh, fuck. Right there. Oh, I think I'm gonna... Come with me, darling. You can do it. I want to feel your whole clenching around me as I come. Come with me. In a minute or two, we're probably going to want to move, unless you want to be enslaved by a dwarger or chased by a hookar. Oh, you really took the breath out of me there. My colony's nearby. You can stay for the night and I can take care of you. We will be allowed peace, and trust me, no one's going to ask questions in the morning. And with the noises, they're not going to disrupt us at night either. It's a little ways down that way, though. So catch your breath for a bit. We can move when you're ready to. Seems like it might be a few minutes for the both of us. Bringing you back to the colony is clearly the only move when you're in this state. It'll be okay, stranger. I'm here. I'll take care of you and you'll be right as rain tomorrow. I swear it.